Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself. Then from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. The other night, on Friday night, I went to In-N-Out Burger, and I never quite know what's going to happen. I go there fairly regularly. I never know what's going to happen when I get there. And I go inside because there's a long line in the drive-thru. And after I order my food, I'm standing there waiting, and this young guy, looks like he's in his early 20s, he says, "Hey, Father?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." And my immediate thought was, "Oh, here's a young Catholic guy." He says, "Father, do you have a minute?" I said, "Oh, sure." He said, "Father, do you really think you can take away sins?" I go, "Okay, maybe." I wonder if he is Catholic. I said, "Well, you know, God forgives sins, but our Lord gave the apostles, he said to them, you know, whoever sins you forgive are forgiven." He said, that's impossible. I said, I'm sorry, and are you Catholic?" "No, I'm Pentecostal." He said, "Why do you go to Mass on Sundays?" I said, "Because that's what the church has always done." "No, no, no. A lady went to the Pope in 1852 and she told him that that was the Lord's Day. That's a lie. So Jesus died on Thursday. Saturday is the day he rose." And I looked at the guy and I said, "You know, we've been doing this for about 2,000 years. You go back to the earliest Christian writings and it's very clear that Sunday is the Lord's Day. We've got the apostles. The church has always..." Every time the Holy Father makes a declaration, a decision, what does he say? What did the apostles teach? Why do we read the fathers of the church? I was just talking to a guy going through the diaconate formation. He said, "Father, man, I'm loving reading the fathers." We read them because they were the ones who knew the apostles. They were the close, they were their immediate successors. And so we trust that they knew what the apostles intended us to receive. Everything goes back. And that's our firm foundation. I mean, what an incredible gift. And it's interesting, while I'm there at In-N-Out Burger, this young gal walks by me, and she's wearing all black. And it just kind of was distinctive, and I don't know, she's going to the bathroom or something. Walks back out, and because my spiritual antenna went up, I look at this girl as she's walking back through, and I look at the back of her shirt that says, "Black Mass." And I go, "Oh man, right, this young gal's probably a Satanist." And she goes up to some guy, and it was really strange. I knew that he was the one kind of in charge of her or in control of her. Well, I'm waiting for my food, and I get it, and I'm walking out, and I notice to the right of me, around one of the outdoor tables, this gal, this man who's the senior or above everyone, and six other young people all dressed in black, all proclaiming Satanism. And I go, "Man, everybody's trying to fit in somewhere. This is why God sent His Son, so that we could be part of that which was intended to be universal for all." Man, it's so beautiful how Catholics, whenever people travel, and they'll share with me stories of somebody just recently went to one of the Asian countries, I think it was China, said, "Father, I went to Mass. I didn't understand anything they were saying in Chinese, but I knew when to sit and stand up, and I felt at home." I remember that was my immediate sense the first time I ever went to St. Peter's Basilica. I walk in and I go, this is mine. This is ours. And I love that the principal church of the church universal, St. John Lateran, you walk in, and what's the immediate thing you see along all the pillars leading up to the high altar? Statues of the apostles upon whom we have our firm foundation. What a gift to be Catholic.